Get ready to laugh your ass off. The brothers you've always wanted. But the girls you've never had.
It's not always about sex, you know.
Oh, what's the word? Oh, my.
Crickets, Donna.
Lesbian.
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 It's the Lesbian Lounge.
Hey, it's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge at My Lesbian Radio. And this is the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna. Only you'll note that Donna is missing. And that's not a bad thing because she's in the process of moving, which is really a good thing. I finally got my condo affairs in order and a short sale is going through after 15 long friggin' months. And Donna and Deb have found a place, a new house to move into, and they are in the process of doing that right now. So the equipment's not yet hooked up, but it's all working out pretty good for everybody. The good news is that it's closer to producer Vicky, it's closer to their work, so things will become a bit more regular, if you will, because I know that's what you want to hear. Denise and Donna are getting to be more regular. So once everything is hooked up and everyone's settled in, we'll be able to get back on track with some more regular, consistent shows. In the meantime, I am back in England, and I had a fantastic time in Florida. Just ate my way through that state, man. I'm telling you, I've never felt fatter in my life, which probably is not a good thing. So things are good. I'm getting back into my routine. Recently did a blog post on AmericanLesInLondon.blogspot.com, which was kind of a rundown on what you could do to kick the winter blues, because I know right now is the first day of spring, but you guys in the northern part of the U.S. are really getting kicked in the ass. I feel so bad. But so what I did in my blog post was just kind of write ways that you can kind of kick those winter blues with all kinds of good stuff that's on the internet. And hopefully it'll, I guess, maybe take some of the edge off of the cabin fever and the winter blues. So check that out when you get a chance. A couple of shout-outs. I did just want to do a kind of a quick show, really, nothing major. But not only do I want you to know every boring, mundane detail in Donna and our lives, but to also keep you updated on what's going on in lesbian life. So a couple of shout-outs, first of all, to Planet London. Katie, what a great interview with, she actually did an interview in a Google Plus chat with Barbara Niven, who is one of the stars in Nicole Kahn, Jen Foster's She For Me marriage equality song, She. And this has gone viral, you guys. It's got like over 165,000 views, and it stars Nicole Payson and Gabby Christian, and it is all over the place in a huge effort to promote awareness and get people on board with marriage equality. And it's going really, really good. So Katie had a chance to check up with Barbara Niven, and what a wonderful interview they did. It's got the video and the audio. And Barbara is so gorgeous. So, and she's so intelligent. It's a great, great interview. So if you get a chance to check that out, go to planet-london.com and have a look for yourself. It's really awesome. And then I wanted to give a huge shout out to Effie May. You guys know her from itsfemface.com and F is 4. She's a fabulous blogger, but now she's also getting into promotions, and she's got a regular evening called Misfit that's for the girls. And DJ Sandra D put on a fabulous lesbian prom at Scala. I think it was last weekend or the weekend before, and the reviews are coming in as everybody's shaking their hangovers, and apparently it was a absolute blast, and there's plans for to make this an annual thing. So congratulations to you and your success, Effie. And then, you know what, to our buddy Sharon Glass, because she was just honored at the March 16th Equality Florida Gala, and for lending her voice to an important cause, another marriage equality promotion called Get Engaged, and she was a part of that from the get-go. And she's just always been such a stellar ally, you know, for the LGBT cause and all the things that we need help in getting the word out. She's always been there for us. Also some big news for Sharon that the Hollywood Reporter just broke some news that Sharon will be back on TV. You guys know Burn Notice ended. But she will be back on TV in a sitcom called St. Francis, playing Michael Imperioli's mother in a cop comedy about a blue-collar Irish Catholic family. So we can look forward to that next year. Yay! Also, if you want to read a little bit more about Sharon, I was able to do an interview for She Magazine in their March issue and got to hook up with Sharon again. I've got a little piece of it for you guys to check out. I'm still getting used to the technology, so give me a second here, and I will play a little bit of that for you because it was such fun to catch up with Sharon Gless for She Mag. So here you go.
Well, I'm a very proud resident of Florida. I have been for 20 years, but I'm starting to get embarrassed for us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I don't want to use the word ashamed. I'm not a native, but I live here and I'm a legal resident, and I'm embarrassed for it.
Yeah, I feel like we, meaning Florida, has so much more work than everyone else to do. I mean, I don't even know that.
It's such a cool, you know, hip, at least Miami, you know, is a very cool, hip place to live in. And we have Disney World. I mean, what more do you want?
I know. It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth.
How about equality for the gay community?
It's true. Now, you get probably so many offers to be a part of so many different organizations and lend your name and support to. Is there something in particular that you look for when you're doing a little research on these groups?
No, it's just my... I guess I shouldn't say this, but I don't usually do research. It's either a situation. I may not know of the group, but I know of the situation.
Or what they do.
And what they're trying to accomplish. And if I'm invited or not invited, you know, I'd like to be involved.
It's
the gay community has always been a huge one for me, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. I mean, my whole career is thanks to the gay community.
You keep yourself busy all the time, and yet you always find the time to lend your support. Like, is there something in particular?
It's just that they're my friends. You know, and the gays have much more fun than we do.
They do.
You guys have much more fun than I do.
We seriously do. I don't know why.
I know.
We're party people. We're party people at heart.
Yeah. I just find it appalling and very backward. I mean, I like to think that Florida is smarter than that.
Yeah.
More compassionate than that. Wiser than that.
Yeah.
More, did I say sophisticated?
So, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm more sophisticated than that.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have beautiful people and beautiful clothes and beautiful bodies, and you know,
it's so true. I think they would be so.
The times to let people love and marry whom they want.
Exactly,
with harm to none, and I say that everybody in the world gets married with harm to none. I mean, there's a joke. I have a cartoon that says the gay lesbians now want to get married. Haven't they had enough heartache?
Right? But experience divorce like we do too. Like, go the whole nine yards.
That was a little bit with Sharon Gless. And you can read the whole interview in She Magazine this month at shemag.com.
Sure,
it was such fun, really. It was such a good time. And we love her. We just love her. She's such a part of the show. She's always been around whenever we've asked. She's always got good stuff going on. So keep looking for her on your TVs and definitely catch that interview in She Mag. The cover is gorgeous. Obviously, Lea Michele from Glee has got her new album out called Louder, and it debuted at number one. So what a great time to be on the cover of She. So you can check that out too. I got a great interview with her. And let's see what else we got. Some hot topics, some news, and a couple of internet golden nuggets, if you will. We've got Heather Peace is in the news. Her final episodes on Waterloo Road aired in the UK. And much to the viewers' dismay, the storyline ended with some stupid moves including Peace's character Nikki sleeping with a man, chasing after her fiancé, a woman named Vix, being falsely accused of sexual misconduct with an unstable girl student, and then finally being forgiven by Vix and very neatly moving to Berlin with Vix. So it was kind of a big, fat boo. But, you know, whatever. It's always good to be able to turn on the TV and see a lesbian getting work. So, and Heather is now concentrating on her music career, and I believe she's in Australia, or either that or just back from, on tour. So you can catch her shows. She's always around locally. And then Netflix made a big announcement that Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda are on board for a half-an-hour sitcom starting next year, bringing the duo together again for a show called Grace and Frankie. Show's written by Marta Kaufman, who brought us Friends, so the chances are we'll have a winner. We'll have a winner here, folks, and that's good news, too. Those two are great. 9 to 5, bring back any memories. And then, what else here? Glee's 100th episode featured the return of Quinn and Puck and Holly and April, and it made all of us squirm with delight just seeing Brittany and Santana kiss again. So I guess that's worth a look. Speaking of squirm, Diva Magazine's newest edition will feature Lisha Haley, as most lesbian media outlets will jump for joy in celebrating the 10-year anniversary of The L Word airing on Showtime. So keep your eyes peeled as former castmates and members splash all over your favorite websites, magazines, blogs, and appearing at events, too, like the Dyna. SheWired posted its 31 most eligible lesbians of 2014, featuring Ellen Page, Kate McKinnon, Jane Lynch, Guinevere Turner, Leah Delaria, Marga Gomez, Dana Goldberg, and Fortune Feimster, just to mention a few. And a big fat shout out to Fortune, who's currently working on Cabot College, Tina Fey's new Fox sitcom. And she's been, if you're friends with her on Facebook, you'll see that she's been posting pictures of her and Tina and talking about her first days on the set. And we're so proud of her. She's doing awesome. Congratulations, Fortune, on your good fortune. The cast of Orange is the New Black were at Paley Fest this year, along with creator and writer Jenji Cohen, discussing their roles, the response to the show, the storylines, the diversity, the controversy, and more. So if you happen across that interview, definitely check it out, because you're gonna love that one. Everybody looks so good. Oh my God, Tasty, Crazy Eyes, you wouldn't even recognize them. Amazing. And yes, Laura Prepon was there. Taylor Schilling was there. So you'll get to see all the girls. I think they released the video. I think it's released. I'm not quite sure. If not, you can read about it on AfterEllen.com. Ellen DeGeneres chatted this week with Wanda Sykes, President Obama, and a few more people. Some of the videos are available online to view, which is great, because it's always nice to stop what you're doing in the middle of the day and have a little giggle with Golden Girl Ellen. Good news for us girls that were fans of Bomb Girls, the Canadian TV series that focused on four women working in a bomber ammunition factory during World War II. It was abruptly canceled, and for those of us who were fans, we felt a little jilted and quite certainly pissed off. But here's some good news. The Bomb Girls movie will air on March 27th in Canada, which means it's not far off from making its way to the UK and the US, maybe. So we'll have some proper closure, and thank God for that. in a little segment here called Hot Flashes, here's some just quick news. Diana Nyad is cutting a rug on Dancing with the Stars, making it through the first round. Kate McKinnon is nominated for an American Comey Award. MTV announced plans for Faking It, a comedy about two BFFs who fake being lesbians to get popular in high school and then figure out there's some feelings there. So that kicks off on April 22nd. The trailer is out now. You can find it, I think, on MTV.com. Lost Girl's Zoe Palmer kind of came out at the Canadian Screen Awards when she publicly thanked her partner, Alex Lalande. So that's kind of cool. And big news here for Dinah fans. SheWired is giving away a platinum pass for the 2014 Dinah Shore weekend. You can check out SheWired for details and sweepstake entry rules if you're interested in that kind of thing. Datch.com, the lesbian social app and website, has launched in the UK. They specifically San Francisco and New York, I think. And that's really cool because you guys, you know, I've been talking about this for a while, and we even interviewed Robin, the founder, the creator, about the app, and it's really, really successful. It's like a friend finder. I wouldn't compare it to Grindr in any way, shape, or form, which I'm learning a lot about, having a gay man living in the house for another couple of weeks. The Datch, DATTCH.com, the Datch app is finding lesbians in your area that share, you know, similar interests and stuff like that, and what they're doing and where they're hanging. And also their website at Datch.com has a great blog. I've been doing a few blog entries for them. And they've got good topics and all kinds of stuff that's of interest to us girls all over. It doesn't have to be in the UK, because now, like I said, they're in the US. So that's good news for everybody. You know, we've been featuring a lot of new music. And I love when people come to me and they actually say, have you heard about so-and-so? And they'll tell me a little bit about the artist, and then I get to do a little research and see if I like them. And that is exactly what happened when Mandy Burton of UK girl band Eek mentioned to me that she, first of all, she loved Melissa Crispo, who we featured, I think, on our last regular show. So she came to me and she said, thank you so much for introducing me to the music of Melissa Crispo, and here's one for you. See if you can check out Erin McEwen, and I'll even spell it for you. It's Erin, E-R-I-N, McEwen, M-C-K-W-E-O-N. And you can go to www.erinmcewen.com, and you can hear a little bit of Erin's music. I did a little research on her, and she is internationally known. She's a musician, a writer, and a producer. She's had 9 full-length albums, 2 EPs, and numerous soundtracks to her credit. She spent the last 15 years crafting a reputation as an original music voice and a compelling live performer. She's appeared at Bonnaroo, Newport Folk, Glastonbury, Winnipeg, the Beacon Theater, the Olympia Theater, Royal Festival Hall. She's been on Late Night with Conan O'Brien and later with Jules Holland. She's been on NPR and BBC. She's had her songs placed in television series like Desperate Housewives, The Gilmore Girls, The L Word, Nip Tuck, Roswell, and Bunheads. Her latest project, Manifestra, from 2013, is wicked good, and you can catch her being featured on the song The Jailer Part 2, which is what we're listening to now, which is a, kind of like a funky political rap with a little bit of blended reggae and a really catchy chorus, which you can hear Erin sing on. And you can also get The Jailer Part 2 as a free download from Erin's website. So check her out. She's got pictures and music and her next gigs. And like I said, this cool free download. So let's take a minute and check that out. Hang on one second. Digging it. This song is a remix by Star Jaguar, Stephen Brackett from Flowbots, and Sean King from The Botchka, and it's featuring Erin McEwen. There's also a cool video with all the words and everything to it. Pretty cool stuff there. That is Erin McEwen, and you can check her out at www.erinmcewen.com. If you want to drop Erin a note, you can always tell her that you heard about it here on the Lesbian Lounge podcast. Yeah, kind of digging that a lot. So what else? Let's see. We've got, you know what? We got a really cool email from Kirsty in the UK. And I just want to thank Kirsty and her grammar-checking girlfriend. Kirsty was listening to the podcast, and she heard me say that I was nervous. I was running out of good places to take Donna to the next time she came over. And so she wrote in, and she actually sent a whole bunch of restaurants in Oxford, which I thought was just awesome. She told us a little bit about Gino's Spaghetti House. She also said that one of the best ice cream places is G&D's Ice Cream Shops. And she sent the link for that, gdcafe.com and ginos-oxford.com. And told me a little bit about herself and her girlfriend. And I just really appreciate anybody that writes in. It means a lot to me and Donna that you guys are still out there and you're still listening. We do have a new email address. Of course, you've heard it by now. I think it's on our website, too. It's deniseanddonna@gmail.com. Pretty simple. And you don't have to write in a question, but we will answer them. But like you could do what Kirsty did and just send us some information. If you have topics, if you have a business, if you have something you think we should be chewing up on the air, my God, drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And then, like I said, today is the first day of spring, believe it or not, you poor northerners. But here in the UK, it has been... Oh, I sounded like Chelsea Handler there. It's been gorgeous. I can't even tell... First of all, the weather in Florida when I was there in March was absolutely perfect. Low humidity, sunshine every day with a small little 15-minute tornado. But discounting that, the weather was perfect. And then I got back to the UK after it had been raining since like friggin' November. And again, it's been absolutely amazing. The sun's out. My backyard has dried up. I no longer have the Shrek swamp. So I'm thrilled that it is spring. But also with spring comes a bunch of new cool drinks that are out there. And this one I found, I thought you guys would like. So to celebrate spring, the Blueberry Rum Smash. And this is a handful of frozen or fresh blueberries muddled with a tablespoon of brown sugar and then just 3/4 of an ounce of fresh squeezed lemon juice, 2 ounces of rum. I would suggest probably white rum or a dark rum if you like. I'm not sure if the spices would go with it, but 2 ounces of your favorite rum, and then you top it off with ginger ale and give it a stir. It sounds really good, of course, with plenty of ice, and sitting out in your backyard as the weather changes to summer. I think it'd be awesome. And here's just a couple of events that are going on around town. In Florida, March 28th, the Women's Art Show for Women's History Month will be opening at the Pride Center at Equality Park, 2040 North Dixie Highway in Milton Manors. Our girl Angie's done a lot for this, so if you're in that area, swing by and take a look. Sunday, March 30th, Vox at the Fox in Birmingham in the UK, a brand new monthly event where you can showcase your talent, an open stage for you to show what you've got, sing, play an instrument, tell a joke, whatever it is, we want to hear it. Turn up, sign up, and play, and the event, sign up is at 6 p.m. For a 6:30 start. And then, I don't know if you guys have heard in the UK, but the lounge night that Christine Townsend has been doing really since I moved here, and then she kind of took a year off or so. There's now a rebirth of Lounge Night, and that is on Friday, April 4th. She's brought it back. I think she started doing this in November, and it's been selling out constantly. So you'll definitely want to contact Christine or the lounge website and get your tickets for Friday, April 4th. It's at Voltaire, and that's 19 Newbridge Street in London. On Saturday, April 18th, Dana Goldberg and DG Comedy Productions presents the Southwest Funny Festival at the Chemo Theater in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and tickets are on sale right now. The show features Suzanne Westenhofer, Gina Yashir, Dana Goldberg, and Gloria Bigelow, and you can go to southwestfunnyfest.com, buy your tickets there, and check out the times. And this all goes for a really good cause, and you know we love Dana, so definitely if you're around that area, go see the show. She's been doing this for a while. I think it might even be the 7th or 8th Funny Fest. And you'll, I guarantee you, you'll have a great time. The Polari Literary Salon Night is still going on, of course. You can check that out at polariliterarysalon.co.uk. once a month. So their show is April 28th, and then there's a show May 27th. And these are usually held in the Level 5 Function Room at Royal Festival Hall in South Bank Centre in London. The May show is going to feature Sarah Westwood, and she writes the Rubbish Lesbian column for Diva Magazine. She's also put out a book called The Rubbish Lesbian, and I absolutely adore her. Her writing style, her column, I've been a huge fan. So I am definitely going to the May 27th show, I can tell you that right now. But I'm going to get my ticket released soon, because you have to. They'll sell out too. There's always a limited amount of tickets, and you'll want to get your hands on those if you're in the London area. And really, that's like about it, man. Like, I've enjoyed my little half an hour stint here with you guys. I am hoping that things get back to normal soon, that Donna and Deb settle in, and we'll be able to do some regular shows, and we'll have producer Vicky back in the studio with us. Really, from me to you, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening and keeping us in your hearts and sending us emails all the time. We appreciate it. And we'll be back soon. Take care. Bye.